Hello, and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
And I'm Alex.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
And we're going to start with our first story today, the world's tallest building. Mm. Now, everybody knows that the world's tallest building is the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. But guess what? The world's tallest building could be in Thailand, according to Prime Minister Srettha Thavisin, using Arab technology. Mm-mm. Now, Thailand's Prime Minister Srettha Thavisin has unveiled plans to construct the world's tallest building in Thailand, a project inspired by his recent discussions with Arab companies, including the Emaar Group, known for developing Dubai's Burj Khalifa. Through a post on his X account, Srettha, who also serves as a finance minister and is former real estate tycoon, emphasized the use of innovative, non-concrete construction technologies that will make the building a multi-purpose hub featuring offices, a financial center, a hotel, and an entertainment venue. This ambitious endeavor aims to boost tourism and stimulate economic growth through private sector investment. What do you think? The world's tallest tower in Phuket? Bangkok, rather?
Yeah. I was like, that would be quite an eyesore on the island, yeah. I feel like. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's a weird measuring contest to see who's like racing to get like the tallest building in the world. Because the Burj Khalifa is already kind of absurd.
Yeah.
And now if we go higher than that here in Thailand.
See, that's the problem. When you're trying to compete when it comes to like the tallest.
Yeah.
After a couple of years, I think first it was Dubai, then Taipei, then Dubai was like, no way. And then Dubai created the Burj Khalifa.
Yeah.
And then I mean, if Thailand does it, great. Dubai's just not going to let you just slide by.
Yeah. I don't know. It is.
Are you gonna compete with Arab money?
It is the company behind the Burj Khalifa, so that's it might just be another feather in their cap to say, like, we make all of the tallest buildings in the world wherever they are. So
Emaar is a big real estate development in Dubai. They even created, like, I think they were involved in the Palm, and like they have a lot of housing and stuff. Mm.
Yeah, nah, I don't know. Real estate development. Out of my wheelhouse.
Oh, well.
But, rich kids behaving badly? Maybe.
No.
So, the deputy minister's son was arrested after crashing his BMW at a police checkpoint over the weekend. That's right. The son of a deputy minister was apprehended after his BMW sports car crashed into a police checkpoint in Bangkok's Chatuchak district. The 46-year-old, who initially refused an alcohol test, was found to have an alcohol concentration of 183 milligrams per 100 milliliters of blood using a non-contact breathalyzer, significantly above Thailand's legal limit of 50 milligrams. He faced charges of driving under the influence and was temporarily detained at Prachachun police station. Despite his uncooperative behavior and allegations of police theft, he was released on a 20,000 baht bail. Under Thai law, such offenses can lead to a year in prison, substantial fines, and potential suspension of driving privileges.
Yeah. 183 is like five beers over the personal limit.
Yeah, you know, that measurement was what threw me off. I'm used to like a 0.05 or 0.08. I don't know. Is that similar?
Yeah, 183 is decent. 0.18. As in, he was probably under the influence.
Yes, very inebriated. About three times the limit is what it was. So
it's strange. So just to give you some understanding of what it might be, 50 points is not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a bottle of small one Heineken beer, which, for example, would have pretty much no effect on me. I seem to be a pretty giant, large man. But, you know, that same bottle would have a different effect on you. You might start going red. Getting to 153 points means you must have had at least 3 to 4 plus bottles.
You've just presented me with an interesting challenge. I want to see who can outdrink each other now, me or you. You, because you got some size on me, and me, because I have a long
alcoholism problem.
Thank you. Thank you. Finish my point. All right. Anyways, that was not a funny joke.
I mean, look, this is the fact that he's a deputy minister's son obviously kind of further highlights this case. It's already a highlighted case. There's a lot of drink driving in Thailand, and also it doesn't help when he's driving a BMW i8. Poor i8.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a thing too. When you live a privileged life, you get away with things, and I think it gets taken to the extreme in these kinds of bad behavior. Yeah. And you feel you can get away with it. Hopefully, he doesn't.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to our next story, which is regarding a transgender fugitive who was captured after 2 years hiding in a meditation center. Mm. So the question is, how long are you willing to stay in a meditation center? Because after 2 years on the run, Amon Thep Atta, a 29-year-old transgender woman who was arrested at a monastery in Nakhon Ratchasima province, Thailand, ending her lengthy evasion of law enforcement. Amon Thep wanted for snatching a gold necklace from a noodle vendor and for prior drug-related offenses, had been using the religious sanctuary to avoid capture. The incident that led to her capture involved a meticulously planned theft executed with the aid of a borrowed motorcycle, enabling her swift getaway. Following her arrest, police emphasized the inappropriateness of exploiting religious institutions as hideouts for criminal activities, urging offenders to seek genuine redemption and positively contribute to the community instead of evading justice. Mm. For a long time now in Thailand, when you do commit a crime, I'm just going to go become a monk. That's been an ongoing practice by quite a few people.
Yeah. How does that work? Like, are there special exemptions made, or is it just a sneaky way that people try to use to avoid justice?
Well, there's different ways to see. Like, if you've done something really wrong and you know you're going to go to jail, instead of going to jail, it's like, I'm going to change my name and go and hide out in a monastery. Other times it's, for example, if you do commit a crime and it's a high profile case, like one of the Ducati police officers. A police officer driving a Ducati who hit a woman. Mm-hmm. He went and became a monk, and people were speculating that, you know, it's such a public situation that him going and becoming a monk might churn a few people. Oh, look, he's showing remorse for his actions. Mm. There's multiple viewpoints.
Sure.
And again, all of this is speculation, but
Yeah. I think it's just a weird thing that there's so much petty crime associated with some certain... Like, we do a lot of stories of monks behaving badly and things like that. And it's just a funny thing because it's so much more ubiquitous in the culture. A lot of people end up joining monkhood for, you know, temporary parts of time. Like, in the West, if you're joining a religious organization professionally in any kind of way, that's like a lifetime commitment. But it's different here, and it creates a different culture. I don't know. Interesting to me. Well, anyways, I got a viral for you on the next one.
All right.
Yeah, it went. This is a pretty shocking story. I would recommend checking out the footage. But yes, this over the weekend, a woman was assaulted in a Bangkok gym by a muscled up man who was refused his advances. So a violent incident at a Bangkok gym where a muscular man assaulted a Chinese woman after she rebuffed his romantic advances has ignited public anger and raised questions about the fairness of the justice system. Captured on CCTV and shared widely on social media, the attack occurred in the Sukhumvit area gym where the man, previously offering free training to the woman, reacted violently to her preference for a group session with friends. Following the assault, the woman reported the incident to the police, who proposed a seemingly trivial 20,000 baht settlement, deeming the assault minor. With plans to seek further medical evaluation, the victim's struggle for justice continues amidst fears of police bias, with the public calling for a more equitable handling of such cases.
Yeah.
Woof. You see that thing?
Yeah, that was insane. Getting away with it with 20K?
Insane, dude. Like, yeah.
What?
I mean, you gotta wonder, too, what a crazy outbreak, too. Like, she was just like, no thanks, dude. Like, just please get away from me. And he went insane on her.
That guy is just roided up to the gills and is like testosterone galore. Like,
juicy boy, yeah.
Didn't like the fact that someone rejected him and just thought that he could do whatever he wanted. He should be, should be in jail.
No, this is one of the things, though, I always like talk about it with men and women. Like, is it a more unfair world for men or women? It's like, men are worried about being embarrassed by women, right? Mm. I can't remember where this quote is. Women are worried about men killing them. You know what I mean? It's like a different level of concern and worry. And here's an example of that where they can just be, you know,
ragdolled. It's just insane how people can think they can just go around assaulting people. You can't just go and assault someone. Like, there are plenty of times where I know you're standing in line for the coffee and you get annoyed at someone because they did do something annoying and you want to slap them in the face. I get that. We can't do that.
No, this is just pure incel behavior. Like, you know, rejection leads to violence. Mm. Gross.
All right. Well, we'll move on to our next story regarding Chinese students in Australia. Mm. A 22-year-old Chinese student studying in Australia was coerced into transferring over 7.5 million baht, from funds meant for her education by a scammer gang. Mm. Now, the gang, feigning as officials from various entities, manipulated her into traveling to Thailand with threats and demands for an 8 million yuan ransom from her parents. The ordeal involved several transactions and relocations across Thailand under duress until police intervention on April the 20th. The Crime Victim Assistance Association and Thai police collaborated in tracking and rescuing the student, shedding light on a scamming method targeting wealthy international students. This case emphasizes the challenges authorities face in tackling such transactional scams, often complicated by threats and the erasure of evidence.
Mm, yeah, this is a weird story because, so Chinese students, international students, if they're going abroad to travel to America or Canada or wherever it is abroad that they're studying, they are strangers in a strange land.
Yeah.
And often they are in that position because of family money that got them there. So they're confused. They're like little lost deer in the great wide open world. And that means that they're ripe victims for any sort of scams, right? Like they'll fall victim to it. They have access to money through their parents. And I don't think this is the last story we'll see that's like this, unfortunately. But it seems like this one will be resolved. Yeah. So that's good. Well, anyways, another weird story to end us on. And actually, this one takes us to Vietnam, but it's very relevant to people here in Thailand as well. A Vietnamese woman has suffered acute kidney failure after a 10-year milk tea habit.
Oh, no.
Weird one. So a 28-year-old woman from Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, identified only as W, is currently receiving dialysis treatment for end-stage chronic kidney failure, a condition linked to her daily consumption of milk tea over the past 10 years. Beginning in high school, W habitually drank 2 to 3 glasses of the sugary beverage each day, eventually replacing meals with it. Her severe health crisis became apparent last year when she experienced significant body swelling, breathing difficulties, and diminished kidney function, requiring emergency dialysis. Despite ongoing treatment, her condition shows no significant improvement, underscoring the serious health risks associated with prolonged intake of sugary drinks. Like in America, it's all about the Coca-Cola, but over here, man, it's all about the milk tea. You've got your bubble tea going on everywhere, these sweet teas and everything like that. And I think that sugar is a problem in a lot of Southeast Asia. So be careful with your consumption.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, those are some of the news topics from across the country today. There are, of course, more stories that you can find on thetiger.com and aseannow.com.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Look at that.
For now, we're going to take some of the comments from the live section. The news part is over, so if you're here for the news, you can shut off now.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.